Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 230 of Paranormal Stories, and I am your host, Simon Bowne. This episode, I'm reading from Samantha Caulfield's book, Create Your Own Afterlife, Take Control of Life After Death. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 2, which is titled Your Afterlife Companions. And this is what Samantha has written. Your afterlife planning is about to start to really take shape. You will be choosing who you want to be with you in the afterlife. Whether it's family, friends, mentors, or beloved pets, this chapter helps you decide who's invited to your eternity. When people speak with me about the afterlife, one question rises above all others. Will I see my loved ones again? Nothing else. Not descriptions of landscapes, grand designs or mystical details, matters quite as much as longing to reconnect. Because this yearning is so deep and universal, you're going to begin exploring it early in your afterlife plan. A quick reminder, if you have someone in your life who you would like to do this plan along with you now, Appendix B will be helpful as you plan together. My husband and I have done some planning together, and it has been a very rewarding time for us, with many more laughs than one might expect during a conversation about death. Take some time now to imagine who you hope to reunite with, who you would invite to your eternal life, and how these relationships can shape your afterlife experience. You don't have to make every decision today, but creating a vision of who you want near you will help guide the heart of everything that comes next. Do you have an idea of the first loved one you want to see? My first encounter in my own plan is my dad. I cannot wait to run into his arms and get one of his big bear hugs. I want to go to the place where we used to dance to Could I Have This Dance for the Rest of My Life? The last time I danced to this song with him, I had no idea it was the last time. He died unexpectedly several days later. From being a little girl dancing, standing on his feet, to being a grown woman in high heels, this is the moment I wish to experience first in my afterlife. The first person you'll see in the afterlife is probably an easy decision for most. But what happens after that? Who's next? In this chapter, you will start making lists and doing some planning. This chapter is when you will envision those people you love and want to see, but you aren't planning what you will do yet. If there are clear-cut scenarios that come to you, briefly make a note of what they are. Conversely, a list of people you don't want to see is equally important. You'll work on that list as you make your way through this chapter as well. Your afterlife guest list. Who are the most important people in your life you want to reunite with? Are there people from your past whom you did not get enough time with or need closure with? From those who have lost to those who are still alive, your list will be full of memories already made and memories to come. So part one, the people you want to see. It can be a bit overwhelming to think about all the people you want to be sure to see again. Breaking it down into categories really helped me on my own journey. Also, you don't have to remember everyone right this minute. I found it helpful to jot down some words next to people's names, citing what energy I would like around that encounter. Joyful, excited, serene, healing, sexy, educational. Family. Starting with family members, write down the name of the first person you want to see. Because I have a late husband, at first I felt a little bit guilty when I decided I wanted to see my dad first. But it is important to remember that the transformation into spirit releases us all from the pettiness and jealousy that happens in our living life. If the time is right for you, you could list as many people as you can think of. If you feel overwhelmed, just pick one or two people to get started. You'll be revisiting this list as you continue your journey. What emotions are invoked in you as you work through this list? Remembering lost family members can sometimes reignite mourning and sadness. Don't let that stop you from continuing. Remember to hold on to the pure joy you will be experiencing when reunited. Let relief and joy flood through you with the knowledge you will see them again. Relish the beauty of your future reunification. Know that you are creating an afterlife where you will never lose them again. You might also choose to include ancestors you've never met in this lifetime in your afterlife vision. We all have ancestors, great-great-grandmothers, grandfathers, cousins, etc. Creating an atmosphere for yourself where you can meet all of them can help remind you that your spirit is never alone. You just can't interact with those people in your living life. Imagine meeting and hopefully loving a whole family in the afterlife. Friends. Which friends would you like to see in the afterlife? Write down the name of the first friend who pops into mind to continue making your list. Adding friends to your list might not be as tricky as adding family. However, for those of you who have huge friend bases, take your time. Maybe a hierarchy isn't necessary for you. You may just want to meet your bridge club and have some fun. Here again, if you suffered the traumatic loss of a friend, try to look at this as a sort of healing. Tune into the joy you will feel when you see them and know you will never lose them again. Mentors and teachers. This next category includes those who have made a huge impact on your life, such as a teacher, a pastor, mentor, etc. Perhaps you didn't get a chance to know them as well as you would have liked. Maybe you're intimidated by them in your physical life and never reached out to tell them how much they meant to you. This category may be filled with one-time encounters if you don't want to thank someone properly, or something of that nature. It doesn't need to be complicated. Maybe you want to sit and speak with them. Or maybe you want to have a more permanent connection with them. Your choice. But you can also take time to think about it and come back to this part. People you don't know. This can be a broad category, so keep in mind while making your list. Perhaps there are spiritual leaders, religious figures, movie stars, world leaders, sports figures, political figures, or writers you want to meet in the afterlife. Maybe even the author of Create Your Own Afterlife? Fingers crossed. This category could be limitless for you. It will probably grow and change as you do. Non-humans. This is such a fun category. Beloved pets go in this category, along with all non-humans you would like to meet in the afterlife. Pull out the stops and write down all the non-humans you would love to have some kind of encounter with. Wonderful pets, celestial beings, angels, Greek gods, Roman gods, mythical creatures, fictional beings, aliens. Anything you can think of can be included. This is a no-barriers category. You name it, it's your afterlife. Today I was reading from Samantha Caulfield's book, Create Your Own Afterlife, Take Control of Life After Death. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book on verified near-death experiences is on Amazon. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife. And if you enjoy this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.